We're joined right now by a defensive end for the Seahawks. He is a three-time Pro Bowler. He had a couple of tackles, a tackle for a loss, a quarterback hurry, a forced fumble in last night's win, NFC Defensive Player of the Week in Week 10. He was the first pick in the 2014 draft. The Seahawks are at the Rams on Sunday. He is hosting a Christmas charity event for his foundation and the Boys and Girls Club today. Jadeveon Clowney joins me for a few moments. Jadeveon, nice to have you on the program. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good, good. So after last night, really quickly, the team is 19-2 at home in primetime under Pete Carroll. What's it like to play in front of those fans with the noise that that crowd makes, and how difference do the 12s make? How big of a difference?
Oh, man. It's crazy, man. That's why we're trying to get these wins, man, build up for the playoffs. When we get our home field advantage and that crowd get behind, it's hard for teams to hear. It's hard for us to hear. So with them behind us, all the energy in the building, it's electric.
You know, you were saying after the game that nobody on the sideline panicked last night, no matter what happened. When you're having the kind of season you're having and you keep coming through in tight games, how much confidence is there that you guys are going to find a way to win no matter what?
Oh, man, it's very high confidence, man. We just keep playing together and keep pinning, stacking wins together. We know that all these games now are playoff games from here on out, and we just try to show up and keep playing, man, and bring that energy in the building. Like I said, it's playing a big role with our team and all the leaders stepping up and playing well, and we're playing at a high level right now.
Jadeveon Clowney joining me for a few more moments. Now, you're dealing with an injury that a lot of guys might sit out and rest and recover, but you came right back to play through it. Why was that, and how much of that is about the fact that this team could really do something special?
Oh, yeah, we're in a special situation right now. We know we got a good team, and we're going to play through it. I'm going to definitely try to do that.
Now, the thing is, you've accomplished quite a bit in the game already. You've been an All-American. You've been the number one pick overall. You've been to the Pro Bowl. As you've pointed out, the only thing you haven't done is win a Super Bowl. How much does that motivate and drive you?
Oh, it's definitely motivating. And I'm glad I'm up here. I got everybody on the team motivated. We know we hit it. And right now we're just stacking wins and saying we're coming to build and work and put our head down and keep on going because we know we got what's ahead of us, and we're trying to get home field advantage and lead into the playoffs.
Now, I know you'll tell me you're only focused on the next thing, and you can only focus on the thing in front of you, but is this a team that feels like it can win a Super Bowl? Is it Super Bowl good?
Definitely, man. I think if we just keep playing at a high level and keep believing like we do and just keep coming to play, we all feeling that energy. We all feeling that every week, like, oh, we got this, and we know we're headed. And just keep playing the way we're playing. I think we can do something special here.
You know, when you arrived in Seattle, Russell Wilson tweeted about how pumped he was to have you as a teammate and know that you were not going to be chasing him around anymore. As somebody on the defense, in fact, speaking for the defense, how much confidence does it give you to know that you've got Russ out there making the plays that he makes and working his magic?
Oh, man, I'm very confident in him, man. I see how he works at practice. I see how he approaches week throughout the week, his preparation, knowing the way he prepared for a game and get going. Like, I don't ever worry when I watch him out there play. I'm a big fan of Russ. I was a fan before I came. And I'm just glad to be on the team.
Jadeveon Clowney, my guest. So you and your foundation are hosting a Christmas charity event with the Boys and Girls Club today. It's something that you did each year in Houston. What is it all about? Why is it so important to you?
It's so important. It's about underprivileged kids that grew up in single-parent homes. I grew up in that situation. My dad was incarcerated, so I wanted to do something and to give it back to the kids that came up the way I did.
So how much fun do you have at the event? And then when you see the impact that it has on kids, what kind of an impact does that have on you?
Oh, it's good, man. You know, anytime you can give back to people that's in need, that's a special thing. And just to see the smiles on their face when they're just going around picking up stuff that they want. And you just tell them, put it in the basket, we're going to give it for you. It's a great thing. And see them smile and stuff. And I look forward to it every year.
That is a great thing. He is hosting a Christmas charity event for the foundation and the Boys and Girls Club today. Jadeveon Clowney was the first pick overall in 2014. I was thinking about it, Jadeveon. You and I haven't spoken since you came on my Showtime show back in the day, so it's good to have you back. Thanks so much for doing that.
Hey, man,
good luck today. You have a great day. Nice job. Well done. Jadeveon Clowney. The Seahawks look really good. They find ways to get it done.